Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody. We've got a number of visitors with us today. We're very glad that you came to worship with us. And if there's anything you need, a ride back to where you're staying or whatever, please get with one of us. We will help you in any way we can. Some of those prayer requests are very appropriate for our lesson today. The title of the lesson is Stand Fast. It's a military term. Well, we hear it sometimes, you know, in our day-to-day life, but this term, stand fast, that was very common in the military. Our scripture that Micah read this morning was Philippians 4, verse 1. Paul is writing to the Philippians, who he loves so much. They have helped him twice with sending funds to assist him in his missionary work and to try to comfort him even when he was in prison. And he starts off and he says, therefore, and you see the relationship in this one verse that he has with them, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. It's one verse, but it says so much, and so much that we can glean today in our lives from this. He starts off with therefore. And I've always heard, when you see the word therefore, what is it therefore? And it's basically because of what I've just said, it leads to what I'm getting ready to say. And what Paul had talked about a lot in chapter 3 was to press on. To press on, keep going ahead. And he makes the comparison in chapter 3. Not that I've already achieved it, but one thing I do, I press on. And he also tells the Philippians, he reminds them in chapter 3 that our citizenship is in heaven. This is something that would have really hit home with the Philippians. They were Roman citizens. There was a big major battle there back in 42 BC. And Philippi was a very strategically located city along what was called the Great Northern Highway. And anybody traveling from what they called Asia, we call it the Middle East today, from Asia to Europe would have traveled right through Philippi. It was a major military and commercial thoroughfare. And there was a major victory there. And as a result of their participation, they were granted citizenship. That was important during this first century, during the time of the Roman Empire. Having Roman citizenship and the rights and the freedoms and the benefits that gave you was very beneficial. We remember that Paul had been born a Roman citizen, and a Roman centurion once was asking him, how'd you get your citizenship? Did you buy it? I had to buy mine. Cost me a lot of money to get my citizenship. As important as being a citizen of Rome was, and all the perks that came with it, he's reminding them our citizenship is in heaven. Kind of makes me think of us today. We live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth ever known to man. We've got rights and freedoms. The first written Constitution to make a go of it. But with all those rights, with the Bill of Rights and the amendments, our citizenship is in heaven. It overrides any of the rights and the benefits we have as a citizen of the United States. And Paul's reminding the Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven. And he also, toward the end of chapter 3, he reminded them, walk according to the pattern. To live that way. Have a walk worthy. Not just lip service, but to live it. Not just say I'm a Christian, but live it. And he said that in chapter 3, and he starts chapter 4 with the word therefore. Because of what I just said, this. And he says, stand fast in the Lord. We do that in various ways. We stand fast in doctrine. What we teach, what we believe, what we stand on, what we're known for. We've got some visitors in amongst us today, and we had a visitor just a few weeks ago that made the comment. I said, what brings you to us? And he explained what he's in town for. And he says, and I looked up the different websites, found out that you guys were the closest to where I was staying. But even more than that, I saw that you guys stand for sound doctrine. And that impressed me. And I wanted to worship with people like that. That says a lot. Says a lot about you. That's what we stand fast in, doctrine. We also stand fast in our conduct. Paul had been talking about conduct. Who cares what we believe if we don't show it? If we don't live up to it? If we don't have a walk worthy of the Lord? And not just how we act, but how we speak. You know, James talks about how we sometimes misuse our mouth. We curse man, but praise God. And he says, those things ought to be so. We can use our mouth, our speech, to preach the gospel, to encourage, to pray, but we can also use our speech to tear down, to discourage, to badmouth, to gossip. And Paul is saying, stand fast in the Lord. That word stand fast, I mentioned it was a military term. You don't retreat. You stand your ground. There's no surrendering. It's not conditional. Stand fast unless it gets too tough. Stand fast unless too much is required of you. Stand fast. Now, it says in the Lord. The things that the Lord requires of personal things, yield. Submission is not a dirty word. Giving in is not a dirty word. And as a Christian lifestyle, when it becomes to a disagreement, brother and sister, yield to them. Who am I? I don't always have to get my way. What color carpet are we going to have? I see people get more bent out of shape over things like that. Not here. But in my life as a Christian, I've seen people roll their sleeves up, put them up over the stupidest things. over just dumb things, personal. Come out of the woodwork for a good fight. Won't serve, won't do anything else. But boy, when brothers are fighting, let me get my licks in. Paul says, stand fast in the Lord. I want to finish up with just some scriptures. Let the scriptures do the talking. I've done enough. Let's let God's word finish up the lesson. In Jude 3, we see a different person saying basically the same thing. Jude writes, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." Contend earnestly. Not a half-hearted try. Not a lackadaisical try. Don't try to do it until it gets too tough. Contend earnestly for the faith. Jesus told the Apostle John in Revelation 2:10. We use this, or part of this verse, quite frequently, in our plan of salvation, to remain faithful. Jesus says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Not a literal 10 days, but a short time. The tribulation will be short compared to eternity." And he says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Didn't say be faithful until it gets tough. Jesus is telling him, it's going to be tough. You stay faithful in spite of it. Stand fast. Paul would write to the Corinthians in chapter 9. He says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Some words that people have some trouble with: submission, discipline. Discipline's not a bad word. Paul is telling them, therefore I run in this way, with a plan, with purpose. I fight, not as somebody just beating the air. He disciplined his body not only for him to receive the prize, but where I myself won't be disqualified when I've preached to others. Doesn't mean if we preach to others that what we say wasn't true, but how sad to have lost after you might win others to Christ, you lose the prize yourself. Paul's telling them, stand fast. A couple of chapters later, in chapter 15, Paul would write, in this chapter, he opens and closes the chapter basically the same idea, same concept. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if, conditional. We were talking in Bible class this morning that some things are not conditional. A command by God, you fulfill it regardless of the circumstances. This is a conditional situation by which you are saved if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. It's conditional that we have to hold fast to that word that we were that was preached to us, or we lose it. And then at the end of the chapter, in verse 58, he says, therefore, another therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But God, I've been doing this for years and years and years. Good. Keep doing it. But it's been hard. Never said it was going to be easy. Never said, I wonder, but Jesus, you don't understand. Try that one someday. Jesus, you don't understand how hard it was to remain faithful. Yeah, I think I do. But those burdens were so heavy. Cross was a little bit heavy too. Stand fast. Be immovable. You don't retreat. You don't give ground. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He'd write to the Christians in Thessalonica, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Whether they heard it from Paul personally when he was there, or whether it was from the letters he sent. And he sent two of them to the Christians in Thessalonica. He says, stand fast and hold those traditions that are in the Lord. I'd like to end up, this is kind of the result of if we don't remain steadfast. The Apostle Peter would write in 2 Peter 2, starting in verse 21 and verse 22, a whole lot of twos there. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. That's why we stand fast. Because if we don't, we go back to what we'd come from. We go back to the world. We go back to that life before we were a Christian. Nobody wants that. That's why Paul said to stand fast. And it's, even though the responsibility is us individually, each one of us have to stand fast. Even if everybody else around us is not. But how nice for us to get to stand fast, linked arm in arm with our brothers and sisters. When it gets tough, and it will, to lean on our brother. When it gets trying, and it will, to be bolstered from the brother or sister behind you. The little whisper in the ear, you can do it. We can do it. Let's pray. We will stand fast. If you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, through if you need prayers by your brothers and sisters, if there's sin in your life that you need to repent, don't repent tomorrow. One, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Repent today. Get back with the brothers and stand fast. Whatever you need, please come forward while we're led in song by Kurt. Let's stand and sing together.